The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Very good afternoon, Rolene Marks.
And a very good afternoon to you too, sir.
Thank you so much. The Biden administration has released a damning report against Russia, accusing the Kremlin of exploiting the Holocaust and anti-Semitism as the Jews use denazification to justify the invasion of Ukraine. What does the dossier actually say?
Well, this is quite incredible. So the US State Department have prepared a dossier. This is going to be released on Monday. This is ahead of a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, a meeting that has actually been initiated by Moscow to support its claims of the denazification of Ukraine. I mean, you really couldn't make this up. So the dossier is called Disarming Disinformation, and apparently there is a section on this dedicated to revealing Russia's disinformation about its invasion of Ukraine. Now, you will be familiar that this is one of the rationale that Putin and the Kremlin have used to base their invasion on, which is quite absolutely extraordinary, because Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is in fact Jewish himself, as is his prime minister and as is his chief of staff, who has Jewish ties. Now, I know there are many of you out there who say, yes, but he married out of the faith and his children are Jewish. It doesn't detract from the fact that he is still Jewish, and that's important. Now, what they have used for this dossier is a picture of Volodymyr Zelensky at the Kotel, at the holiest place in Judaism, as part of their evidence. But the Kremlin, according to this dossier, goes on to say that, you know, Ukraine is a Nazi state, and they feel that they have to invade Ukraine to rid the country of its Nazism. Not to mention the fact that several of the sites that have been damaged by Russia's invasion are in fact Jewish sites, strikes very close to Babi Yar and other Holocaust memorial sites. So it's really, really quite extraordinary. And, you know, we also can't forget Russia's own anti-Semitic language in the last couple of months. You know, language accusing some Jews that are worse anti-Semites than Jews themselves. This is a comment that was made by the Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and that Hitler also had Jewish blood. I mean, I don't know what denazification they're talking about when they make such appalling, appalling statements like that.
And this is not the first time in history that Russia has been accused of being a mastermind behind anti-Semitic campaigns. Can you share some of the others with us?
Well, many of you will be familiar with the 1975 UN resolution sponsored by what was then the Soviet Union, claiming that Zionism is racism. Now, even though that resolution was after a while repealed, it still set in motion a lot of the anti-Semitism framed as anti-Zionism that we see today. You know, this came shortly after the 1964 construction of the PLO, and the former Soviet Union was behind that whole campaign, as well as BDS. If you look into the history of BDS, there's some machinations of the former Soviet Union in there as well. It didn't just spring into our global consciousness in 2001 at the Durban Conference Against Racism. This was very, very well planned and executed. And we also can't forget during the years of the Soviet Union, where not only was religion banned, but Jews were also specifically targeted. In fact, you couldn't refer to Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Jews were classed as Soviet victims of the Holocaust. It's actually thank you to Volodymyr Zelensky for pushing to have an actual memorial built at the site of Babi Yar, the site of the worst shooting massacre in the history of the Holocaust. It's thanks to his efforts that a memorial actually exists there.
And Amnesty International UK are at it again. And it seems that the once respected human rights organization has sunk to a new low with, of course, Israel as its target. What are Amnesty International UK actually up to?
Well, this is Christian Benedict. He is the campaigns manager. And yesterday he proudly tweeted out that you can now buy the End Israel Apartheid merch. So that massive budget that Amnesty International gets from sources that they won't be transparent about has now been spent on campaigns of making T-shirts and cup holders and coasters and plaques and all kinds of things that you can buy to push this anti-Semitic agenda. Because let's make it very clear, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. Denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination and a national liberation movement is anti-Semitism. But as many of us are saying, that all it does is it makes the anti-Semites that much easier for us to spot if you're going to walk around in a T-shirt like that.
And considering that they've been found guilty of institutionalized racism, is this a good allocation of their budget?
Well, this is the million-dollar question. Just a couple of weeks ago, Amnesty International, specifically their UK office, was found to be guilty of the practice of institutionalized racism. In fact, they have to, because they because of the laws in the UK, they have to include the publishing of that report, which you can read on their site. And there are some pretty, pretty damning accusations in it. So I find it odd that an organization that should really be focusing a large chunk of its budget, excuse me, on maybe the Ukraine or Uyghur Muslims in Chinese concentration camps, or sorting out their own internal issues, that they are spending vast amounts of cash, your cash if you donate to Amnesty International, to propagating.
Hi, Rodine, are you still with us? It appears that
I'm still
our line...
coughing up a storm, but I'm still with you.
Okay. Okay. The Jewish Agency Board of Governors are meeting in Jerusalem, as they do annually. One of the main items is security. What is the actual situation there?
So the Jewish Agency Board of Governors, which is made up of Jewish leaders from around the world who sit on the Board of Governors, they've been having very, very important discussions with the Israeli government and themselves. Now, if you've been following Israeli news over the past couple of years, you will know one of the big issues, especially for American Jews, is the issue of egalitarian prayer at the Kotel, a section for mixed prayer, for egalitarian prayer. We have a women's section and a men's section, but they're looking in particular to make sure that something is done to ensure that those who wish to engage in more egalitarian prayer services or prayers can do that with safety. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a horrendous situation at the Kotel where a group of extremist Haredim or ultra-Orthodox attacked several families who were there celebrating a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. And that is absolutely unacceptable. So what we know is that discussions have been underway to ensure that people who prefer egalitarian prayer can do so in safety. And earlier today, the government have actually reached an agreement with the Jewish Agency that the Jewish Agency will ensure the security of those wishing to participate in egalitarian prayer. Because what happened last week was absolutely unacceptable and untenable and won't be tolerated, I think, by anybody who is of a sound and safe mind. You know, as we often say here, the way you choose to pray, not everybody agrees with, but everybody has a right to religious observance in safety and security.
And with that, Rolene marks our Israel report for the day. Have a very good evening.